Liberia, where Mr. Duncan was from, as well as Sierra Leone and Guinea, are the three countries hardest hit by Ebola. And today, White House spokesman Josh Earnest announced that people traveling from those West African countries to the U.S. will face increased scrutiny.
At five American airports, those travelers will have their temperatures taken as soon as they deplane. They'll also be required to fill out a questionnaire about their activities. The stepped-up screenings will start as early as this weekend at JFK in New York.
Next week, they'll begin at four other international airports: Newark Liberty, Washington Dulles, Chicago O'Hare, and Hartsfield-Jackson in Atlanta.
Officials say those airports service about 90% of the people who travel to the U.S. from Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. They estimate about 150 travelers a day will be screened for signs of Ebola.